Well, I don't think the grammarians know anymore.
My daughter was picking some of our conversation to pieces.
Oh, yeah.
She's been in English, you know. It's almost about the pronouns we use, and I don't know what a pronoun is.
Well, how about we? Would you say we should be glad to see you, or we will be glad to see you?
We will be glad to see you.
Now, what expression would you use to say that a boy and a girl, or well, say the guy is talking about the guy. He's courting her, he's going with her, he's walking out with her, he's keeping company with her. Just which one would you use? Or how would you say it?
I just don't know. Call her. I've got plenty of that, and I've had plenty of experience in that too. So I ought to be able to tell you how to do it. But I would say that he was going with her, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would be.
And
if I liked the guy, I would be interested. If I didn't, I would probably say he's just a nuisance.
Yeah. And if she decided he was just a nuisance and let him off the hook, how would you say this?
Good riddance.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, how would you, she did what?
She ditched him.
Uh-huh. Any others?
Give him the air, or give him the gate, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are all kind of joking terms. What would you say in a more serious I mean, without necessarily making a joke out of it, you're just simply reporting the facts. She did what?
Well, I would probably just say she got rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm. Won't say she turned him down.
No, I...
Did you ever hear any of these? She gave him the sack. She gave him the mitten.
I've heard all of those.
She threw him over.
She tossed him over.
She jelled him.
Jelled him.
And she kicked him.
I've heard all of them.
Now, I don't know whether it's a custom around here or not, after a wedding, for everybody, all the friends of the bride and groom, to give them a noisy...
A shivery.
Yeah.
A belling.
Anything else?
They only give me three of them.
Oh, yeah? They still do it in this area?
Not...
How about when your son got married? Or did he get married around?
Well, I see he got married and left right away for service. He was in the service and got married. Yeah, they do it in locality. It depends on how long you've been in and just how many local friends. They give you a shower now.
Would this happen on the same day of the ceremony? Or?
No, it would usually happen when they come back from their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. It was a common thing to give them a shivery. It was, well, if a young couple didn't get a belling, it was thought of as in this neighborhood for a long time that they were a dejected couple. You know, they wasn't liked,
mm-hmm.
And they felt that way too because mm-hmm. they felt that.
Kind of a sign of popularity.
A sign of popularity that you.
At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And with the bride is the
bridesmaid.
Pardon me just a minute.
Yeah.
You heard the story about the Irishman that went to the wedding. Some guy around with a swallowtail suit. And he said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm the best man." He said, "By golly, he was."